urging the EPA to support the biofuel industry and other topics with Senator Chuck Grassley. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.
Klobuchar and I and 15 other colleagues are urging by letter EPA to raise the required volume obligations under the renewable fuel standards.
Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says that under the Biden administration, the RVO levels were set extremely low, which he says is not beneficial to the biofuel industry at all, or the farmers that produce the grain to support it.
As a result, we saw many biodiesel plants idled over the past 2 years. In fact, a biodiesel plant in Sachs County announced just last week that it was laying off 25% of its workforce due to regulatory uncertainty. We've also seen lower soybean prices.
Grassley says that the Trump administration and Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins are prepared to give financial assistance to farmers.
Trump and Secretary Rollins have made it clear that they're prepared to give assistance to farmers this fall. Farmers have made themselves clear as well on this subject. They want to get their money from the marketplace, not receive government handouts.
Grassley says that the best thing that the administration can do at the moment
is raise RVO levels, including biomass-based diesel, to 5 3/10 billion gallons a year. This previous administration, Biden, had 3.1 for 3 or 4 years, shutting down biodiesel plants as a result of it.
In Grassley's letter that he led with other colleagues, he also brought up some other important issues.
In our letter, we also called on EPA to put out a multi-year rule that will give certainty to biofuels and agriculture industries moving forward. I hope that President Trump and Administrator Zeldin of EPA move quickly to finalize the rules on RVOs and restore integrity to the RFS.
Grassley says that this particularly will work out well.
When the administration is signaling to farmers you don't have to worry about trade retaliation against American agriculture because they're willing to put money out of the federal treasury to supplement it. So let me repeat, farmers want their money from the marketplace, not from the federal treasury.
We haven't heard too much on Proposition 12 recently. And when being asked on what impacts Proposition 12 is having on California, and if he thinks it will be addressed this year, Grassley said,
"Yeah, I do expect to be addressed. Remember, the House Agriculture Committee included something in its bill last year. I think it might be a little more difficult in the Senate, but we're going to try, and we have to try. If you look ahead, it's a couple years. I'm hearing from some hog farmers that don't want to increase their size of their farrowing pens, that some of these big, really big pork producers are doing that to meet the California standard. And what I predicted a year ago, a lot of these small farmers are going to get out of the business. We're going to have more combinations and bigger pork producers than we have right now and get rid of the small family farmers."
And the small family farmer is so important to agriculture because they create competition. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.